Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends.
Told me who I am. I am yours.
girlfriends.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. We want to welcome you tonight wherever you're listening from. We want to say hello to Layla in Arizona.
Hola.
Hi, Layla.
Maria in Orange County. And our friends in the Philippines. Want to say hello to another Maria who listens to us, who sent me her testimony this week on YouTube. You did a fabulous job showing the world that you survived through horrible abuse and molestation, and broke my heart, but it was a great ending to a edge of your seat story. So you did a great job. Thank you for sending me that. I'll probably be able to share it with all of you. If I can, that'd be great. So let's open in prayer, and then we'll get to our book, The Gift in You, by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for all the women here with us tonight, representing all different seasons in their life, Lord. We pray a special blessing of peace on our sister Cheryl that's with us tonight, suffered the loss of her husband over this weekend, Lord. I just pray that you would comfort her with only arms that you can, God. We thank you for everyone in this room. We thank you that we are able to leave our troubles at the door, and we're able to come in and comfort each other and be here for each other. Lord, we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as we're learning from this neuroscience we're learning about tonight. Help us to use our brain, our mind, our soul to our full capability that you would have us use to give us all the gifts that you've given us. Lord, we thank you. We pray that we would search those out and be able to use those to the best of our ability. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and do some chapter 17, Debbie's perspective, and then Tammy's perspective. Go ahead. Okay, so this is talking about toxic thoughts. And it's important to realize that thoughts are measurable and occupy real estate in our brain. I know my sister often says, don't let it rent space in your head. So don't let these toxic thoughts rent space in your head. They're different from healthy thoughts, as they trigger negative and anxious emotions, biochemicals that cause body stress. And stress can kill your immune system. If you allow these toxic thoughts to enter, and the stress develops, it will decrease your sleep, and the body reads lack of sleep as stress, and it increases cortisol, which puts weight around your tummy. None of us want that. And it will lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, and digestive problems, and chronic inflammation conditions in your body. Thoughts are basically electrical impulses, chemicals, and neurons on the physical level.
So, Debbie, as she's a spa owner, as far as somebody who is an esthetician and massage therapist, what do you think stress and worry and that kind of stuff does on someone's body and or their face?
Well, they say when you're 25, you have the face that God gave you. By the time you're 35, you have the face that you gave yourself. And it is your lifestyle and the stress that you carry. You can really see it in people's faces, and how they carry their stress as they age. And as far as their body, I mean, a lot of people are running around wearing their shoulders as earrings because they're way up there. Their stress level is so high
that
their shoulders, I literally, someone's on the table on their back, and I'm literally trying to push their shoulders down, and I was like, wow, they're going down like 6 inches because they're up by their ears, literally, because of the stress, and knots, and pain, and it just goes on and on. Wow.
In fact, I find I don't have my head laying on the pillow.
Right.
So
it's
high.
Covering.
My head up
when I was going to my neurologist for my migraine, they did a sleep study on me, and that's what I did. They said I slept so tense that my head was off my pillow.
Wow. Wow. So a negative thought becomes a gift blocker because the chemicals that triggers simply block your ability to think clearly. It can cause you worry, affecting your concentration during the day, your sleep at night, even making you feel ill in the process. So a unique and distinct combination of thoughts is filling your mind today. What is filling your mind today? do you feel like I could have, should have? We had a friend that would always say, don't should on yourself. I should have done this and I should have done that. And this is whirling around in your head every moment and totally consuming you. And life throws us curves. We all know that. We all have that problem and we tend to worry. And I used to, like I said last week, I tended to worry more than I do now. And I was just thinking today that not too long ago I was in the store and I was just in there just very few minutes. And I started walking out the parking lot, and this lady followed me out to the parking lot. And she said, excuse me, I hope you don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I'm crazy. I've got to talk to you. And I was like, okay, she's going to ask me for money or something. And she says, God told me to come and talk to you. She says, I don't think I'm crazy, but God told me to talk to you. I said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe he did. And she said, yeah, I know. God told me you were a Christian too. And I was supposed to talk to you. I said, okay. And she says, well, she says, I can't think of the scripture, but it's the one that says that God goes before you and comes after you. And I'm supposed to tell you that God doesn't want you laying in your bed worrying about things again because, well, the bottom line is God has your back. And then she turned around and went back in the store.
Wow.
And it was like, wow, nothing is really bothering me right now, so something's coming. So you're going to lay in bed and worry about that? Yeah, I'm worried, but I thought, okay, I'm not supposed to worry about this, whatever it was. It was like, okay, this is probably a time in my life when I absolutely am not worried about anything, probably for the first time in a long time. And about that time, my sister was in the store, and she saw a plaque that said, God will fight for you, you only need to stand. And I returned to it three times. I thought, that's kind of a nice plaque. You know, you don't have, God will fight for you. You know, he'll fight your battles. You only need to stand. And I walked past it. I was in Hobby Lobby. And I came back, and all of a sudden in my mind it went, it's Debbie and Glenn's anniversary. I've never bought even a card for them for their anniversary. And it was coming up in a week or so.
You
didn't buy me one either. Yeah, actually you have. But and so I looked and I thought, oh my word, it's Debbie and Glenn's anniversary. So I walked away, came back the third time. I'm supposed to get this for an anniversary.
Yeah.
$37? I'm not supposed to get that for the anniversary. Well, then I was playing around on my phone and somebody went by and said, hey, do you know the 40% off thing you can get at Hobby Lobby? You just look it up on your phone. You just go Hobby Lobby, 40% off, and you can use it for anything, anytime. Shoot. 37 minus half, that's not too bad. That's a bit of a card. So I brought it up to the counter, and I felt so pressured, like inside myself, to buy this for her. And I can't give it to her. Hey, this is for anniversary. So she's like, thank you. So anyway, it was about that time. Well, sure enough, we did have something that happened where people were coming against us, and it was very scary.
Yeah.
But I kept remembering that these two things. Well, I got this plaque, and I got this lady that says, God has my back. And, you know, it really did help keep that worry down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to go through a turmoil time, but in the end, it turned out fine. You know, God
was
there.
Absolutely dropped.
It was.
Absolutely.
Everything was just absolutely dropped, and it was like, man, if we can see the beginning from the end,
yeah,
we wouldn't worry. If we could just trust God. And another thing that helps me to keep me from worrying is to think back on all that God has taken me through. It's like, man, if I start writing it down or thinking about it, it was like this and this and this. I mean, it goes on forever where God turns something that sounded like it was going to be, oh, this is the end of my life, into something good. And so if we can keep that in mind, you know, it made me think of the children of Israel, how, you know, God parted the waters and did all these wonderful things, and then they're turned around worshiping idols. Like, like what? How could you do that after God did this wonderful thing?
You know, that's just an earring. You're the one that melted it down from your earring,
and
you're
yet,
sitting there.
You know, and yet we do that.
Yeah.
We do that, and we think, well, God just did this big thing for you. How could you not trust him in this situation?
Right.
So here are some typically emotionally charged toxic thoughts which activate the discomfort level of our brain. I can't do this. I'm so stressed. I can't cope. I just don't have the energy to make a change. If only I were smarter. Mondays aren't good days for me anyway. So these are the type of things that are toxic. They can cause addictions, anxieties, physical illness, depression because of the mind-body connection. so we just have to remember that God's got our back and that we can trust him. They were talking about this on TV last night called the ants in your brain, the automatic negative thoughts. And to try to pull out the automatic negative thoughts, every time you have one, write it down. I'm not smart enough for this. I'm not good enough for this. I don't have enough self-control for this. And then taking those, and he called it playing with the ants. It's called the psychiatrist on the couch. Playing with the ants and saying, what kind of negative thought is this? I'm fortune-telling and saying I'm not going to be able to do this. Well, I'm not a fortune-teller. What does this have to do? I don't even believe in that kind of stuff. What does this have to do with anything? No, this is not right. It's not being realistic. It's, what's that called, self, when you, no, we were just talking about that with a friend of ours.
Self-diagnosis?
That, no, when they don't allow themselves to succeed. Oh,
self-sabotaging.
Yeah. And, you know, we think everybody's like, self-sabotage.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah, where we've just said, well, I've only ever gotten to this spot in my goal, and I'll never get any further than that. Or, oh, I always feel really bad after I haven't been able to sleep the night before. Oh, I always, instead of, you know, making a conscious choice and saying, I'm fighting this. I'm in it to win it. We had the little girl Kaylee that comes with us on Wednesday night. She had plastic surgery done last week, and she had a great big birthmark removed. So she wasn't able to come to church last week, and she had to take a last-minute piano lesson that her teacher made her do before some big recital, so she wasn't going to be able to come tonight. And her mom says, you're not going to be able to make it. You know, Tammy and Christy and all those guys go on the ferry at 4:40. You're not going to be able to make it. Well, the piano teacher said like 3 minutes before it was time to be done, hey, do you guys want to catch a ferry? You know, go ahead and go. So she came all the way down. It takes, what, 10 minutes to walk up that ramp or whatever. They dropped this tiny little girl with these tiny little legs off, and she knew she had like 2 minutes to make that ferry, and she's not a runner. She will not run for PE or anything. And she sprinted, and she made the ferry, and she got on the ferry, and I said, wow, I didn't think you were a runner. And she said, I had to be. And she was running. She was running for her life to make church, you know, and she's been laying down for a week because she had surgery, you know. But she was determined, and she said this is what she was going to do. Is it something she usually does? Absolutely. And her mom texted me, like, twice, and she's like, she is not a runner. I cannot believe she ran up that ramp. And we just couldn't believe how she got up so fast. By the time her mom dropped her off at the ramp and sent me a text, I dropped her off at the ramp. She ran in the door. And then I just got the text. I'm sending her up the ramp. I'm like, honey, you're faster than Verizon. Hey, you know, I mean, people, and what Dad says is so true, too, Deb, is people will do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll afford what they want to afford. They'll go where they want to go, and they'll make time for the people they want to see, period.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely.
People will do all of the above if there's an importance to them. I've never seen it before. I've never not seen somebody who has a mixed-up financial situation where they'll get their nails done and can't afford their water bill.
Yeah.
Or somebody that is unable to put food on their table but will get a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because our want and desire will go further than anything else, period, bar none, if we desire that. And Debbie had said, having these things set aside before something wrong comes, like we talked about last week with the fire drill, with our brain. You know, I go in for behavioral intervention, and if we can't do an intervention with a kid, then they go to Christy's department. So then she works with a lot of other kids that have behavioral issues that didn't work for me to do one-on-one with them. Intervention. So what we teach these kids is, this is if before you get to this point, these are the things you need to do when you feel it coming. And it's so much the same with the Bible. Here's some verses. This is what you need to hide these words in your heart that you will not sin against God. And know that when you have this issue, this is where to go. This is the fire drill. That way, the fire alarm goes off, and in your mind, you're thinking chair, table, whatever, underneath here. This is where we're supposed to go. We've been through this drill, and this is why we read the Bible daily. This is why we pray daily. This is why we attend church for support of everyone else. Do all of those things make us a Christian? They do not.
Right.
They are the fire drill. We are prepared. If I have an emergency, I know instantly who I'm going to call to pray for me. I know instantly that I can come to this church anytime or day or night, and call one of the pastors, and they will meet me here. It's happened to me as the pastor's daughter before. I called my Uncle Johnny after I'd left my husband, and I said, I need to see somebody at the church. He didn't even care what time it was. He still had a tie on. And he met me here. He prayed with me in the Marysville church, and he was who I needed right then, because you know what? That's a fire drill, man. I got a pastor. And he's my 911 when it comes to spiritual issues, is our pastors. And two is the words that we've hid in our heart that we will not sin against God. These words that I learned when I was a little tiny girl from these little classes that are around us with sometimes 1, 2, 10, 12 kids in it, whatever, that has changed my reactions in life because that's my fire drill. I know who to go to. I may not always have money in my pocket, but I have words in my brain that God has given me, that I've put into my heart, that it's come up. When Donna called me and said that Cheryl lost her husband, I am not saying words that are coming from my lips. In my heart, in my mind, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you with the words that can heal you, and they're not mine. They're nothing that I could say. There's not 2 4-year degrees that I have that's going to help her right now. It's going to be the peace that surpasses all understanding. So the Bible says to take our requests and to make those requests known to God. And after those requests are known to God, then the peace that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Nothing I made up. But being able to give that stuff, what's that? Oh, that's my fire drill. And to be able to have that in your heart and your mind, and all of us taking our words and our prayers and bringing her up to the throne of God, it broke my heart to lose a man I've never met. Why? Because we love her.
Right. Yes, I said that because my husband he has been saved at some point in his life, not in my relationship. I don't know. I could probably count on 2 hands how many times he's gone to church in my 17-year marriage with him. And so oftentimes he'll want me to do things with him on Sundays, and I go through this little agreement with him, and he says, I don't understand why you have to go to church. You don't have to go to church to be saved. And I said, you're right. I don't have to go to church to be saved, but I need to go to church to be fed. And you cannot be a healthy Christian, just like you can't be a healthy person, if you're not feeding yourself. You have anorexia, you have... you're not feeding your body. Your body dies just as your spirit does if you're not feeding your spirit. So,
and it's a support system too.
It is.
Together, whether it's here Wednesdays, whether it's Sundays, whether it's both, it's a support group that we don't have otherwise.
It's somebody, yeah.
Sunday,
so,
I had to be in the nursery, and I will tell you, I texted Terry.
She missed our youth service.
I feel so empty.
Yeah.
I do not like...
Well, yeah, I missed your voice singing next to me, too, at worship.
I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I need to go to church now.
Yeah.
So we all have an amazing gift, a unique and special way of thinking. So you see the world very distinct, from a very distinct perspective. As we go through life and interact with one another, we use and develop our gifts. That's how God has us designed, has designed us. However, the reality is that we have toxic thoughts, cluttering, and they're attached to each emotion, and they can affect how well we use our gift and how effectively our gift develops. Unfortunately, there are consequences. My Lord, I knew that didn't fit. It's like conscious to toxic. And there are consequences to toxic thinking.
Absolutely.
Especially where the efficiency of our gifts are concerned. When toxic seeds are planted, these consequences grow into branches. The author noticed from her experience and research that there appear to be 5 main branches that can grow out of toxic thinking, and these are, but not are limited to, physical manifestations, as we were talking before. You know, what you think is what you are. So, you know, stress causes serious issues in your physical body, your organs, your mind, your heart, your soul, but physically. You can see it on somebody. It causes illnesses, immune system disorders, skin disorders. another branch is learning manifestations. For example, learning disorders, underachieving potential, and that's self-sabotage. I mean, you tend to self-sabotage yourself. You know, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I can't do that, I can't learn that, I'm too old to be retrained. Old dog doesn't learn new tricks, and, you know, all those great things, and it's fear of getting out there and finding this new information. Three, anxiety disorders. Phobias, obsessive-compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic attacks. Four, depressive disorders. And we've all talked about that, depression, and how it can seriously affect you. And as anybody that's been in the medical field or has been clinically depressed, you know that is not just I'm having a bad day. I was telling Tammy the other day that this weather is literally depressing me to the point that I could just cry. I don't need to be medicated. I want to cry. It's just so depressing. However, I have been on the other end of that spectrum where I sat there with a doctor and said, I don't need to be on antidepressants. I don't want to cover up the problem. And he tells me it's a temporary thing, and here's the problem. When you get so depressed, your brain stops producing chemicals. And there's no other way, aside from God, there's no other way to get back onto your brain producing those chemicals without help. And that's why it's temporary. But people don't understand how severely these things affect your body. It's not just a mental thing. It's not just an emotional thing. It is a physical thing. Addictions, alcohol, pornography, worry, et cetera. And I like to say put worry in there because when we think of addiction, we think of drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, sex, pornography. But worry, shopping, coffee, all kinds of eating.
Sarcasm and witchcraft are in the same sentence.
Sarcasm is also a coping skill, a coping mechanism, not a skill.
But it's also an abuse.
Yeah, well, I can believe that. If the soil is not nourishing and root system isn't healthy, a tree can have a very difficult time thriving. Just as I was saying, if I'm not feeding my soul spiritually, and I am not a great reader, as Tammy knows, I prefer to have the disc because I listen to it while I'm driving and I can absorb.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.